Frank, who is Susie Cream Cheese?
Well, I'll have to answer you in the same tone of voice that you asked it.
Sound like Edward Arm or Merle.
Her real name is Pamela Lee Zarubica, and she's living in Los Angeles right now, trying to grow her buns back.
I don't believe
we can't.
No touchy. Yeah.
Why Susie Cream Cheese? Well, that's explanatory in the music. Yeah.
Is it great?
No, I don't think it is. I'm being the slowest person probably in this studio right now.
Oh, Willie, don't be so self-deprecating. Come on, Willie.
Well, I'm not known for my modesty, all right. I admit it. Guilty. No, really. Really and seriously.
Yeah. What's the deal, Willie? What are you trying to tell me?
Really she acquired the name Susie Cream Cheese and really
simple.
Get...
It's really very simple. First of all, there was no Susie Cream Cheese to begin with.
And you thought we needed one. The world needed one.
I'm sure the world needed one. I mean, that's self-evident because now there are more than one Susie Cream. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
A lot of people have adopted that concept. But the original Susie Cream Cheese was a figment of my imagination that occurred during a 2 or 3 week stay in Hawaii when we were working at a horrible club there called Da Swamp.
Da Swamp?
Spelled D-A Swamp.
What was the owner like? Was he a stereotype, you know, 3 feet, 4 feet wide?
No,
bald?
We never met the owner. You know,
He didn't bother.
I shudder to think who actually owned Da Swamp. But our clientele was sailors of the world. One, the most exciting night that we had there, well, there were two exciting nights. One I can't tell you on the air, and the other one was the time we had some sailors from New Zealand come in, and they were really drunk, and they were dancing with each other. It was really quite picturesque. Just like New Zealand sailors dancing together. It was real good.
Hmm.
And there was nothing to do. Hawaii's a dull place.
You just look at it, and it looks like a postcard with nothing to do.
It sure does look like a postcard. It was frightening. It looked so much like a postcard, you know. It made you feel two-dimensional just being there. So I spent a lot of time in the motel room of this fantastic place right behind Da Swamp. It was called Da Surfboard Motel. Green stucco, bugs everywhere. It was neat. And I had this little typewriter there, so I cranked off the liner notes for the Freak Out album, and thinking of the packaging for the back of it, I came up with the idea of Susie Cream Cheese, who would be a very pure sort of girl who would be ultimately offended by the presence in the music industry of a rancid group like the Mothers of Invention. And so she was conceived as a stereotype of the American perennial virgin type with the sort of white pleated skirt and perhaps some rolled stockings going down in some loafer shoes and maybe a little sweater with a pin on it or something
like
that.
A letter?
A key of some sort. And
sorority pin?
Yeah.
Sounds like Virginia Beach.
And so I imagined this girl and how she would respond to an album such as Freak Out, so I composed the letter that's on the back where the girl is making a complaint to her teacher about how rancid we were supposed to be. And everybody thought it was real, simply because it was printed in a typewriter script on the back. Nobody ever considered for a moment that it was, you know, just strictly imaginary. And the word says, sincerely forever, Susie Cream Cheese. I mean, that never occurred to anybody that, you know, that was a little too weird to have on the back of an album. So a lot of people identified with Susie Cream Cheese, and then when we were ready to go to Europe the first time, we discovered that people there were more interested in seeing Susie Cream Cheese than they were in seeing us. Not quite, but it was at a hysteria peak in certain areas. So we decided it would be best to bring along a Susie Cream Cheese replica that would demonstrate once and for all the veracity of such a beast. So I checked around to see who would be willing to go along with a gag. And Pamela was willing, and she was available. And
she did the voice on the album also?
No, that was another girl that did the voice on the album. Her name was Jeannie Vassar. No, we can't find her anymore. She disappeared. She went to Mexico someplace. But anyway, there was no way to get a hold of Jeannie Vassar, and Pamela was available and was interested in the concept. So we said, okay, here's your ticket. Come on. So she did the tour with us in Europe and has maintained the title ever since.
Of the Susie Cream Cheese.
Yeah.
Does
such a distinction.
People as a crowd ever kind of ask for anymore at a performance?
In Europe, sometimes still they do. But you find that only in very retarded areas. We noticed, you know, some areas are retarded. That certain information does not leak through. And a good example of that is there are some places in the South where network television does not come in. So you're not going to receive anything on your television station other than Grand Ole Opry plus what the local politicos want you to hear. And so same thing with radio stations. The format of certain radio stations does not permit certain types of information reaching that public. And in a town that's sealed up, if the electronic media is sealed up in a town, you can imagine what the print media must be like. And consequently, that reaches into commercial areas like record distribution and things like that, where certain things just don't leak through in certain areas, and they therefore become retarded.